All right, let's move on to Ali Carabine, who's standing by in our Parliament House studio. Ali, just a few reactions to, sure, to the comments there made. Obviously, the push to amend 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. Will it actually happen?
Look, I suspect so. The inquiry does have its Liberal majority, so I suspect that it will be recommending changes, and its outcome will be, I think, to an extent, a foregone conclusion. Let's not forget that this inquiry has the benediction of the Prime Minister, who set it up or approved it in the first place. As you talked about with James Patterson, what will be interesting, though, is just how radical the change will be that this committee will no doubt be recommending, whether it's a matter of just removing insult or offend from 18C, or if it will go further and repeal the section altogether, which is something that Jane Patterson, for one, would like to see. Now, I suspect the more modest change is the one that would end up being adopted because it is the most likely to pass Parliament. You do, however, have to question whether or not it is necessary. It's clear we do have freedom of speech in this country. That's beyond doubt. Now, James Patterson brought up that now notorious Bill Leak cartoon, which did cause considerable offence, but the very fact that it could be published and also that the Press Council had a look at it and ruled that it was okay, that should prove once and for all that we do have pretty unfettered freedom of speech in this country, Hamish.
Gillian Triggs, obviously, before this inquiry, James Patterson just then saying, you know, he would like to see her go as soon as possible. Given that she's already said she's not going, why is there this sort of desire to speed up the process and kind of see it, I suppose, go down in flames in this way?
Clearly, it's a political witch hunt by the government. This is a government which will not broker any criticism, and Gillian Triggs has been at the vanguard of criticising the government, keeping it under pressure, in particular with its detention of children offshore and on the mainland. Gillian Triggs, Justin Gleeson, they're just two statutory officers who have dared to criticise the government. The government retaliates by consistently hounding these people in a pretty egregious manner. Her term is up by the middle of next year. It will be interesting to see who the government appoints as her replacement. No doubt any self-respecting human rights lawyer would think twice about taking up the job.
There are inconsistencies, though, in some of what she said. Is that not fair? And also, I mean, clearly this QUT case, there are some legitimate questions about it, are there not?
Yeah, there are, but whether or not they are legitimate questions which should be directed at the Human Rights Commission. Now, I think they look at something like 20,000 complaints each and every year, and the overwhelming majority of them are settled within, I think it is, about 12 months. Gillian Triggs has made some mistakes, but they have been extrapolated by Liberal senators in a pretty appalling manner. I think she has quite adequately corrected the record when she has been hauled back before the Senate committee, but that will never be good enough for some people within the Liberal Party.
Okay. The Prime Minister, due to attend the 25th anniversary dinner of the Australian Republican Movement, we all know that he was obviously an ardent Republican. Seem a bit provocative at this particular point in time. Doesn't seem to be a great movement in that direction.
Well, there's
plenty
not
of other things on his plate.
Yeah, but what's he doing? He's attending a 25th anniversary dinner, which is being held this weekend. Now, it shouldn't really be viewed as particularly provocative. The reaction, however, does indicate how some in the Liberal Party will not give the Prime Minister a single break, will not give him an inch to move, even when it's an issue as totemic as the Republic is to Malcolm Turnbull. Now, there's no suggestion that the Prime Minister is going to use this dinner on Saturday to maybe kickstart a Republican campaign. There's no hint at all from the government that it's interested in doing that. The conventional wisdom being, Hamish, that this country will not look at an Australian head of state until the Queen is no longer on the throne at the very earliest. Nonetheless, we've got Liberal MPs backgrounding the media against Malcolm Turnbull, warning that his attendance on Saturday will alienate the Liberal Party base. I don't think this will dissuade the PM from attending, nor should it. I suspect, though, he will be pretty cautious when he speaks at the event.
All right, Ali Carabine, thank you very much, as always.
Good on you, Hamish. Thank you.
Alison Carabine is our political editor there in Canberra. It's 8 minutes to 8. You're listening to RN Breakfast.